Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God has reconciled the world to Himself by what Jesus has done. But you don't have to look far to see the world is not in fellowship with God.
Yes.
Oh, dear me. What? People in fellowship with God don't blaspheme God. They don't disrespect the Lord Jesus. No. So it's simply not true. It has been done. Jesus doesn't need to do another thing to pay for anybody's sin and failure and mistake. It has been done. When He said, "It is finished," it is finished. But you still have to receive it. And you still have to receive Him as Lord. And after you've received Him as Lord and walk with Him, if you violate light, if you violate your conscience, you need to come and receive cleansing.
Yeah.
It's not that the Lord needs to do something else, but you need to receive it, or elsewise your own heart will bother you. And that'll hinder your fellowship with Him. It's not that God the Father needs to do something else or Jesus needs to do something else, but it's that we need to receive it.
Yes.
Be reconciled to God.
Yes.
That's our message.
Yes.
Get right with God and stay right with God.
Yes.
Even as a believer, we talked about this to some extent. Even though we're born again, all things have passed away, all our sins are washed away, if you decide to yield to wrong spirits and hang out with God's enemies, is that going to affect your fellowship with Him? Doesn't mean you're lost. Doesn't mean God don't like you anymore. It just means, well, how do you feel about it? Husbands, wives, your spouse decides they just want to spend more time with their old boyfriends or girlfriends. You cool with that? You okay? I think you'd be harsher than him about this. We don't lose our will because we got saved. We can still yield to anything we choose to, and that's an issue. Go with me in the New Testament to the book of Romans, 12th chapter and 14. I'll tell you for time's sake, skip down to verse 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. God prohibits us from paying people back.
Amen.
This is not the only verse where you see this. We are commanded not to take vengeance. The Lord says, "Vengeance is mine. I'll pay them back." And if you really don't like them, that's what you want anyway. You're like, "Oh, let God deal with them." Because if they don't repent, that's worse than anything I could ever do. Of course, if you care about them, and you should, you don't want to see them judged. You want to see them repent. But we are forbidden, we are commanded not to try to get back at people. Did y'all hear me or not? Man, if we ignore this, it is to our own detriment. You open up access of the enemy to your life when you go down the road of vengeance and payback. And a lot of times people don't say it, but you can see that look in their eye. Got you in my little book. I will get you. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but I am watching you. that is like an unsaved person. You're acting like an unbeliever. I want you to say it out loud. I am
forbidden
to pay people back.
Amen.
Talking about vengeance. You know, I'm forbidden. Verse 18. If it be possible. Now listen to this phrase. If it be possible. Say that out loud. If it be possible.
If it be possible.
What does that mean? It may not be possible. Now, you don't see language like this all the time in the scriptures. It may be possible. It may not be possible. Most things you should not talk that way. But here the scripture says, if it be possible, as much as lies in you, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Why would he say, if it be possible? Because it's not all up to you. It's not all up to you. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Verse 19, see, he says it again. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy hunger, say, good enough for you. Huh? Now, if they're an enemy, that means they've done bad stuff against you. But if they're hungry, what do?
Feed them.
Not poison them. Feed them. If they're thirsty, do what? Give them drink. In so doing, you'll heap coals of fire on his. What does that mean? It'll be rough on them to take that water from you. To take that food from you, it'll be tough. But they're hungry. Verse 21, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Back in verse 18, if it's possible, as much as lies in you or with you, as much as it's within your ability or your choice or your power, live peaceably with everybody. In other words, if it was all up to you, then at home, on the job, at school, everywhere would just be a peaceful place. Should be. I said should be. But why would you say that? Now, one reason we talk, if you'll notice, we're talking about being reconciled to God and being reconciled to your fellow man. And the reason we talk about it is because they overlap and the principles are the same. And one of the greatest truths about our existence and about this life and about our future is that what happens with us is not all up to God. There's a lot of people scoff and mock about this. I've had preachers put their finger in my face and say, oh, when God gets ready for you to do something, by God, you'll do it. One fella told me. I said, no, he's not going to make you do anything. If God used his vast power to make us do what he wants us to do, which he could, without hardly doing anything, he could just look at you and say half a syllable and you'd go, yes, sir. But you wouldn't be a human being. You'd be something else. Do you see this? You'd be something else. You wouldn't be what we are, what he made us to be, because you cannot have real love, real faith, real submission and obedience unless you got real free choice, free will. somebody chooses to love you when they can do something else, you know it's real. They choose to believe in you when they could do something else, then it's real. And that's the only kind the Father will have. And so, He allows us, human beings, to refuse Him, to reject Him. He's making this offer to the entire planet every moment of every day. Be reconciled to me. Come in fellowship with me. Now, in order to do that, you'll have to acknowledge that He exists. You'll have to acknowledge He's God. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. You'll have to acknowledge you've been going the wrong way and you need to repent. You'll have to humble yourself, acknowledge your need for salvation, and receive what Jesus has done. Millions refuse to do this. They refuse to be reconciled to God. And He won't make them. Well, if He won't make them be reconciled to Him, why would we think we could make them be reconciled to us? And so it's not all up to us. And this can be one of the most heartbreaking things in life, is that you see folks going the wrong way, unwilling to change, and you so want for them for it to be better, but they can choose to ignore. They can choose to refuse. Look with me in Psalm 81. You hear something in the heart of God that should make an imprint on you. Psalm 81. I'm reading in the Good News Translation. You can read whichever you got. Psalm 81, 8. He said, listen, my people, to my warning, Israel, how I wish you would listen to me. Do you hear the heart of the Father? How I wish you would listen to me. Now, this applies to all of His people. How I wish you would listen to me, He says. You must never worship another god. You know, you don't have to bow down to a stone statue to practice idolatry. The Bible said covetousness is idolatry. Your personal success can be your god. There are any number of ways to serve another god instead of Him. He said, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. Open your mouth and I will feed you. Did you know God wants to feed you? Good things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.